is up? I am Sim Rome, and we're going to go straight to the callers. First caller, Will Mocky.
Hi, I got this number from a friend of mine. This is for the Sim League radio show. My name is Will Mocky, and I wanted to talk about my favorite team, the Bucks, and how much trash they've been taking lately from the Pistons. I'll just have to call back later. But go Bucks, fuck the Pistons up.
Rules are simple. Come with a take and don't suck. So we're going to go to Miami now for the next caller.
Hey, Sim Rome, this is an angry Heat fan. Just want to sound off. I'm so sick of this bitch. Dikembe, he can't even fucking play. We drafted him in round one last year. First overall pick. Can't even do a damn thing. You know, if his ass doesn't do something soon, we're going to put him on goddamn offside and send him back to Africa.
Somehow that call was worse than the first. So we're going to go to Toronto for our next call. Soundwave, you're up.
Yo, let me speak on this. I mean, like, oh my God, did you see the Raptors last night? I mean, yo, they took down the Spurs, the Bulls, the Pacers, oh, and the Knicks. Stanley Roberts made David Robinson his bitch, yo. But there is one shout-out I want to give. Yo, Cold Sky. Yeah, you. Yo, I mentioned your name. Don't get too big now, you know. But, hey, good job getting HIV. And, hey, yo, you wanted my attention? Well, now you got it. Yeah, you're right. I see you. All your cards are on the table. Ain't no running, ain't no hiding anymore. You better get that shit done. So guess what? You just became the hunted, bitch. So while you over there, jerking off with your baby bottle and your rattle, I'm sitting here building me a contender for years. And let me tell you something. Buck, no. I don't want no Mary Poppins or Gary Grant on my fucking team. And no, I won't trade my starting center for that shit. So you do you, and I'm going to do me. Just don't spit up when I'm burping your ass in two seasons. Now let's talk about the shit stains or the Pistons. Good job. Good job. You might have sold everyone else on that GMOY trophy. But I'm going to let everyone else in on a little secret. Something me and you both know. You are my bitch. You always have been my bitch. And you always will be my bitch. Yo, Bo. Welcome back. JNR, good job. And Quail, you just be Quail, and my pick will be looking good. Now I'd like to talk to our good friend Conroy. Hey, Conroy, do you need a cigarette after that ass raping I put up on you, boy? So, hey, boy, I'd strap those overalls on real tight. Because the Raptors are coming for you. Because that's how we do it in Toronto. So, yo, Boston, how you like them apples, bitch? Hey, RPO, when you gonna have Easy give you that nut? Oh, my bad. What? I forgot you like small nuts with steroids. And speaking of nuts, yo, Fakers. How does Karl Malone's dick taste? I just got one question for you. How's it feel to be the guy who traded Otis Thorpe, Stanley Roberts, and John Barry for Benoit freaking Benjamin, who's walking his ass out of L.A. after this season? He said he's done,
living out in L.A. with their caviar dreams while they're getting beaten down by a teenage mute living in his mother's basement. Yes, that's right. Warriors come out to play. Warriors come out to play. Warriors come out to play. And yo, Darth, my man, Master P ain't got shit up on your motherfucking tank. But, you know, I want to take this shit back out because those fucking hawks, bro, those hawks. Yeah, it's been fun. And for the Hornets, here's a fucking plan. Keep your pick. So, yo, in case you missed it, just to summarize, Raptors are creeping, Pistons are my bitch, and Quail is gonna quail. So, yo, it's been fun, but I gotta run. Downwave out, bitch.
Racket. Better than our first two calls, but I'm hoping that we have some stronger stuff coming. Wait, we have the same number again? All right, let's give him another shot.
Hey, guys. This is Shot. You can call me Balls. I'm calling from L.A., you know, place where they celebrate sexual freedom. And my favorite players on our team, I like Benoit and Larry Johnson. I mean, oh my God, have you seen how he looks in that dress? And Sabalos. Pretty sure that's Spanish for pretty of balls. But really what I wanted to call about was my other favorite team, the Indiana Pacers. I mean, they've got a good GM. They draft well. We know about their infamous training camp, but something's going on with the coach over there. I mean, doesn't he know that Augman should be playing the same position as Paulo's? They haven't been doing too well lately. The games are just getting away from them. You know, I wanted to get some input and see if, you know, if they were giving up on their coaching staff or not. And maybe next time, if we have more about Daughtry. Hi, toodles.
Sadly, that was one of our stronger calls of the day. Hopefully, we'll get a little bit more out of Wig out of Atlanta. Wig, it's all yours.
I have to say, Romy, it was good to see the trade deadline confirm my suspicion that this is the year of the Johnson. I mean, we got to see the Magic get their namesake Johnson from the Hawks. And how badly do you think Magic wants to win another title so he can keep the gravy train going? I saw him on the Arsenio Hall show last week doing stupid pet tricks with some bald old coot. Bald old cat on Romy. I wouldn't be surprised if the old Magic man is angling to get his own awful talk show. But I digress. As I said, I suspect this is the year that Johnson, which is bad news for the battery trucks by the bay. Well, I mean, the only good thing to come out of NoCal is their water. Because this is the year that Johnson and we're coming down to the playoffs, let's take just a moment to compare the NoCal losers to our beloved Lakers. Welcome to the jungle, Sacramento. Your Kings may be led by Buck Johnson and Carl Malone Johnson. But I think it's fair to say, Romy, that if Sacramento has proved anything with their play the last couple of seasons, it's that Richardson is the true barometer for that team. And I fully expect to come the playoffs the Kings will play like poo. Now let's switch to the team from the A City by A Body of Water. They've got Johnny, well, at least that's half of Johnson Newman, along with a couple of circus acts like that freaky little midget point guard Muggsy. But I have to give it to their seven-child fathering at the age of 22 superstar, Sean Johnson. Yep. you know their GM is sweating renewing his contract because child support ain't cheap. But neither of these teams stands a chance against our beloved Lakers. I mean, we've got Cedric Sabalos, Larry Johnson, Kevin Johnson, and someone told me Benoit is French for Johnson. So we have Johnson Benjamin, too. It's pretty clear, Romy, that the Lakers have the biggest collection of Johnsons in the game today and should have no problem rising to the occasion while the battery chucks prematurely eject from the playoffs. It takes a firm resolve and a stiff upper lip, Jimmy, but the Lakers have what it takes to win the title. Finally, Romy, I'd be remiss if I let pass the uproar about Mo Cheeks in the year of the Johnson. It was truly a heartwarming moment to see teams lining up to grab Cheeks to try to cushion the blow of his release, but let's be honest. There will always be a place for Cheeks in the hearts of the owners of this fine league. I mean, 20 years from now, he'll probably get released as a head coach somewhere and some drunk next-generation clone guru still stuck on message boards in some crappy party city like New Orleans will be clamoring to get Cheeks to coach their crappy team with some joke nickname like the Pelicans or something. That's too depressing to think about, Rummy. Just like the Hawks' chance of a three-peat, I'm out.
Call of the day! And with one more call in the books, here's Ben from Golden State.
Can you slurp the Central a little more? Because they're teams that have no shot at winning the championship. Or rather, the Pacific teams that have no shot at winning the championship. Even though the top three Pacific teams are 7-4 against the top three Central teams. And then can you talk about how Carmelo sucks since he's undersized?
Actually, Ben, to answer your question, we had an exclusive interview with Sean Kemp earlier today. Sean, would you say that the Central is better than the Pacific?
Yeah, they beat you up a little bit.
Well, you're a free agent coming up soon. Would you ever consider leaving Golden State for a Central Division team?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places to play.
Breaking news, Sean Kemp is leaving the Golden State Warriors for a Central Division team. And that's all for our show today, guys. Thanks, and we look forward to your calls tomorrow.